as we bring in head coach Rod Brind'Amour. And I want to start with something that happened at the very beginning of the game, but I want to broaden it a little bit against Columbus. I thought it was important that it was great that he scored the goal right away, but I thought it was as important as anything that Svech didn't take the bait a couple of times when he could have. How do you look at what the overall package was?
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, I think he was solid and, you know, came ready to go. And like you said, I mean, certainly we need him on the ice, so not taking penalties is huge. And obviously, we'll be here as we move forward. And, you know, he's an impactful player. We got to make sure we find a way to have him on the score sheet and not in a way that you mentioned.
Right. They put penalties on the score sheet, too, unfortunately. Exactly. So he's been there a lot. But the truth, I thought there were a couple of occasions where we normally would see Andre just kind of lash back out, and I thought it was good. Playoff hockey's different. You're going to get that after every whistle.
Yeah.
Do you have to talk to him more about that?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to, you know, listen, he takes some of those retaliatory, but he's got to earn the, I don't know what the right word, but for with the refs, because he does take a lot of cheap shots.
I agree.
And that's where I think maybe if he stops the secondary thing, that maybe we'll start getting some of those for him, because he rarely goes after someone if he didn't feel like he got something. And
right.
He's most of the time right, but you just can't. You can't do it, and I think that might be what the officials are waiting to see, to not have that reaction, and maybe he'll start getting some calls.
On the low, these are two pretty big points up for grabs tonight. Considering the standings in terms of home ice advantage down the road, does that matter to you?
Well, it might. I mean, at the end of the day, that's really not what the motivation is for this game. It's more like we never really talk about standings, ever. It's because we're trying to win every game, and if you do your best every night, then the standings will take care of themselves. So, but you're right in that. You know, this game now could have a little more meaning if, you know, if things work out the way you said. So I don't know that changes anything, because we'll ask our guys to do their best every night, but it's a talking point anyway.
Also a good chance for Piotr tonight against the Bruins. Not that any team is easy, but this is the only playoff team left during the regular season.
Yeah, you know, again, he's going to get tested. You know, they got some of their dynamic players are going to get, you know, you can't control them the whole night. So they're going to be, you know, buzzing around and getting some action at them. And, you know, we need to, that position has been really solid for us the second half of the year. Obviously, we're going to need that moving forward as well as tonight.
Were you tempted to put Spencer Martin back in and then bring the moms?
Yeah, no, that worked. I don't think you want to go back to the well there. I think we're happy with the one outcome, and
right.
And now it's you know, try to do it a different way.
More about the outcome now, but not about the mom. That's fine. Right. Any other lineup changes tonight?
No, same group.
Teuvo Teravainen was excellent in a lot of ways on Sunday. I think thought he made the play that made the power play goal happen. But how do you like him with Kuznetsov and Natchez?
Well, that's going to be a key line, no matter where, how it works out for us. And I mean, they're all key lines, but that line, just the way they're kind of built, and Turbo, you know, listen, he can kind of fit anywhere,
right?
Really, with the way he plays, and you know, for a coach, you like him because you know he's going to be responsible. Kind of helps. Really helps those other two guys because they're a little different game at times, and so
yeah,
you know, you kind of need that settling down player that Turbo provides, but also the high talent, right? I mean, you don't want to, you know, squish those other guys' abilities. So finding that right mix has been a bit of a challenge, but you know, it's been a couple games here now, and hopefully it'll something that we can stick with.
I was upset that he stole my joke because I had been talking about Teravainen and Kuznetsov can't play together. Nobody will shoot. But Turbo did, in fact, find a time to shoot. I have one final thing for you. How was pickleball?
Yeah, it was fun. Good game. You know, I probably could have used a little more practice lead up to it, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, that's a good sport for kind of everybody. The athletes and the non-athletes can kind of enjoy it, which is why it's probably taken on some good popularity here.
Are you sore in places you wouldn't otherwise be sore?
Well, that's interesting. A little bit. It's a good sport because you don't really have to, if you don't want to, run too far.
Right.
The ball's either made to play or you don't. But, it was a good time. I enjoyed actually being there. I got to play with Justin and Cam, saw Cam. Anytime we get together, it's always good.
Yeah, only Hurricanes Hall of Famers got to play. I think that's pretty cool. Rod Brindamore, thank you so much for the time. Good luck against Boston tonight. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Canes will be in St. Louis on Friday, but Rod Brindamore is in Boston right now. They played in that pickleball pro-am.
They did.
So my intel is that Justin Williams is already half professional at pickleball.
Probably,
like,
yes.
That good.
Mm-hmm.
I once talked to Brett Pesce about Willie as whatever sport they were playing. And Pesce says, he's good at everything. It's disgusting.
It's gross.
Awesome. It was an awesome off-the-cuff remark from Brett Pesce. But I think in some ways, Rod was just throwing shade on Justin there by saying, yeah, it's a good sport. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be an athlete to be good at it.
He's allowed to. Their relationship, you can totally tell. They're bros.
It's incredible. All right.